Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the King of All Kings podcast.
Street Vibes.
Street Vibes.
Hosted by Kenny Caraway and Jason Jones.
I think if I can go through every team below them and pick a guy with average 40 on
them. I mean, and Fox can average 30. And the Kings can go, they going through the whole league and they average 120. What's going to happen?
They ain't playing around this twice in the playoffs, you know.
Well, they didn't put up one. They put up 124 tonight. Put up 128 the other day. Put up 175 the other day.
Why the other day? Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't the Rockets. That was all these playoff teams.
Okay.
You think that's gonna stop in the playoffs? Serious question. You think that's gonna stop in the playoffs? You think they're gonna stop?
I think it's gonna slow down a little bit.
They're at 120 right now. What do you think it'll be in the playoffs?
What?
They're at 120 a game right now. What do you think it'll be in the playoffs?
I don't know. It depends on who they match up with. If they play Dallas, Dallas may go ahead and say, we don't care. We want to do the same thing. But if you get a team, like I said, like a Minnesota who – this is not to say Minnesota would beat them.
Minnesota's a better defensive team than people give credit for.
I'm saying, you get a team that can muck up a game, like a Minnesota – who has a big guy like a Gobert, you know, who can muck up things and get the – and if they allow teams to get physical and slow things down, as has usually been the case in the postseason, I could potentially see some problems for them if they can't get to that 120 mark.
They're one of the best half-court teams in basketball offensively. And okay. They've been one of the most physical players in the game. You want to muck it up with Sabonis? you think he's afraid of some contact?
I'll take my chances with Rudy Gobert against him if I was Minnesota.
Rudy Gobert. So Rudy Gobert, the one that couldn't stay on the court in the playoffs against Jalen Brunson and Maxi Kleber, we gonna worry about him.
Okay. I'm just proposing.
Now Rudy that guy. Now he that guy. He couldn't do nothing for Utah for three straight years. Now he that guy.
Why would he couldn't do nothing?
Stop it. Now he that guy.
That was on Quinn Snyder for leaving him out there to guard Terrence Mann.
Yeah, he can't be on the court. That's the problem.
Sabonis is going to shoot three.
Can't be on the court.
Sabonis ain't going to play in the post.
Sabonis be on the dribble handoffs. They're going to dribble handoff him.
Sabonis is going to shoot threes the whole series.
They're going to dribble him in the corner like
Terrence Mann.
They saw Rudy Gobert the other day. And Rudy Gobert, good defender. He changes some things around the rim. But we saw that a week ago. And they put up 130, 120.
And they lost.
They took a loss. They beat them. They beat them in Minnesota. Yeah. When Rudy was out there.
Wasn't Minnesota beat them with two or three?
I think Rudy didn't play that game.
Okay. But still, all I'm saying is that I'm not going to buy into they can't. It's okay.
Nobody said it's okay.
You're telling me it's okay.
I said it happens.
Okay, 80 points and a half happens, yeah. 80 points and a half happens.
It only happens with the Kings, really, and what they put on people's head. Okay. Kings don't be giving up 80 points like that. They do that to other teams.
Sometimes. Other times they give up.
More times than it happens to them. Hmm? More times than it happens to them.
Okay. We'll see in April.
People have been saying this all year. This is a funny thing about they've been saying it all year. When it was December, we gonna see when the season when the calendar change. Oh, we gonna see come All-Star break.
I don't know what people have been saying. I don't care what
we
people
keep pushing say. It back. Every time we gonna see after the All-Star break when things ratchet up and they still putting numbers on people's head. And now we're going to see in the playoffs. Okay, I already know what's going to happen. They're going to do the same stuff they've done all year in the playoffs.
I don't care what people say.
They're going to do the same thing they've done all year in the playoffs. The same exact thing. Because okay. every single time it's been pushed back further and further. We're going to see in the first of the year. We're going to see after the All-Star break. We're going to see once we get to the playoffs. And they do the same thing. They do the same thing. They're going to put up points, and they're not going to be a great defensive team. And that's going to be the same thing in the playoffs. Ain't nothing going to change. Ain't nobody slowing them down in the playoffs.
Okay, just historically. How have teams who play defense the way they do historically done in the playoffs?
I mean, they've won a round or two at the very least. They haven't won a championship. So if they want to win a championship, they've got to tighten it up on the defensive end. But they've been successful. Absolutely.
Well, if winning a round is success, I guess.
Uh-huh.
If winning a round is success, yeah, you're right.
I'm saying they've won rounds in the playoffs. That's all I said. You went around. Is that it? That's not successful?
Depends on who you're talking about.
You're right. So we're talking about the Sacramento Kings. So now, so look, it's happened again. Now it's a finals. It's a championship win, or this wasn't a successful season.
That's not what I said. You asked me a general question. I think it depends on who you are. If you want a playoff series, well, first off, them being where they are is already a success.
I agree.
You know, I'm not here to say like, okay, now that they're where they are now, that I'm going to completely shift and be like, if they don't win a championship, it's been a bad season. No, I'm not saying that. That's not even what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I don't like the way they play defense. And I haven't liked it all year. I've been consistent with that.
You have. I don't like the way they play defense. I love the way they play offense, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Offense is wonderful. I don't like the way they play defense. And I've never wavered on that. I don't like it. Maybe I'm just an old man now, you know, but I don't like seeing guys just go to the basket and do what they want to do and dunk and with no one getting in front of them and perimeter guys letting guys just go. But I don't like it. Frustrates me more that they play defense in the fourth quarter.
Because
I'm like, what the hell are you waiting on?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like seeing guys run by you for three quarters and say, okay, now it's time? Because my point is this. In the postseason, if you carry that habit to the postseason, it will burn you.
That's
my point.
You're 100% right. My whole thing is nobody plays defense. That doesn't mean that the Kings shouldn't play defense because nobody plays defense. I want to make that clear. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what that means. But when you talk about in the playoffs, things will be different for who's going to make a difference.
Now you sound like the little kid. Well, hey, they stayed out past curfew.
No.
I got to come home. Well, I got
to
come.
No. All I'm saying is you're saying things will be different in the playoffs. Who's going to make it different? There ain't nobody playing defense. So ain't nobody going to make it different. If you want to make the argument that somebody will like outscore them, like what happened tonight,
very
valid argument. That could happen, but it ain't gonna turn into 101, 105.
Oh, I'm not.
It ain't even gonna be the Kings give up 120 and only score 103. Like that ain't happening. They're scoring 120 more times than not in the playoffs because nobody plays defense.
We'll see. I refuse to believe. Like I said, maybe I'm a dinosaur. Possible.
What you're saying makes perfect.
I refuse to believe that teams will get to the postseason and be like, you know what? The hell with it. Let's just no one play defense and let's see what happens.
They don't have no choice because they ain't no good defensive teams. The teams that I think are good on defense are potentially the Clippers, the Suns, the Celtics, and the Bucks.
Let's see. I think Memphis. If Memphis has Steven Adams and Ja, they can be good on defense.
They won't be.
Oh, you think Ja gonna be in rehab the whole time?
I don't think Ja's good on defense himself.
If they get Aquaman back, you know, I'm just saying, you know, I think, you know, but yeah. There's some teams with some potential possibly to play defense, maybe.
I doubt it.
My point is just that the fact that you let the best of the best get comfortable like that, it can be a problem. Mm. And I could foresee, I don't know, I can see a Brandon Ingram getting 40 a night on them. Okay, I'm crazy for thinking Brandon Ingram could score on the Kings.
It's not Brandon Ingram for scoring the Kings. What are they going to do on the defensive end?
I don't know.
De'Aaron averaged 35. Sabonis averaged 25.
Okay.
Everybody else averaged whatever would add up.
I'm not worried about the Kings on offense. I know they're going to score. I ain't worried about that.
But I guess this is where this comes from. And I haven't made this clear. With the Sacramento Kings, traditionally and typically, if you can't stop them, you're not going to beat them. So I think that's where the disconnect comes. Like,
that's where we're viewing it differently.
Yeah. If you can't stop them, you're not going to beat them.
It's a perspective thing. We're viewing it from different perspectives.
Right.
You're looking at, well, they can't be stopped. And I'm looking at, they can't stop anyone. So,
but the way I like, obviously the Kings can be beat. And what the way I look at them is, thinking that you're going to outscore them because they don't play no defense, you're not going to beat them that way. You're going to have to defend. You're going to have to stop them to beat them. And I look at those teams that I mentioned, I think they can lock up. To a certain degree, even though Kevin Huerter was going crazy and they were letting poor Grayson Allen get destroyed, Milwaukee was getting stops towards the end of the game, and that's how they were able to beat the Kings, in my opinion. I know people see the 133 and the 80 points and a half. I thought it's because down the stretch, Milwaukee was able to get stops.
Yeah.
Continue to score.
Yeah.
I don't think there are a lot of teams. I shouldn't say that. If you can't do that, they're just gonna keep scoring. eventually you're gonna miss shots. Like, I think that's how this plays out. If you can't do what Milwaukee did last night or this tonight, because they went on, I want to say they went on like a 9-0, 10-0 run. You got to get the O.
There was like an 11-2 run.
Yeah, you got to get the O or get the 2. If you can't get the O or the 2, the Kings just is going to go 11-11, 11, and eventually it's going to turn into 11-9. Like, that's what this team does. So I don't know. There are a lot of teams that are going to be able to get the O or the 2. Maybe. Milwaukee's one of them.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay.
I think the Clippers could be one of them in the West. I think the Clippers could be one of them. I think the Suns could be one of them.
I'm looking at 1 through 10 in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Of teams who I just say, if you play the Warriors at home, or if the Warriors are the road team, of course, they're not going to stop a nosebleed.
Crazy enough, the Warriors played, statistically, they play good defense at home. Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, on the road, seven. How are they 7-26 on the road? That don't even seem possible. Okay, let's go through teams below them. Phoenix, I don't know about their depth, though, but they have the potential with Ayton and whatnot. You don't have faith in your boy Draymond to rally the troops defensively?
Not on the road, no.
I think everyone believes the Clippers can do it.
Yeah, that's one of the teams.
I think Minnesota, depending on what you get, they're kind of – because the thing is, in the West, once you get past 3 or 4, everyone's kind of in a big bunch. There's no team where I can't find – you can't say they got some type of issue.
Yeah.
Dallas?
Real quick about Minnesota, the interesting thing about them is I like what they could potentially could do on the defensive end without Cat. Mm-hmm. And it allows them to play McDaniels and slow-mo. Mm-hmm. When Cat comes back, one of those two will come off the floor. And that's actually, I don't think that helps them.
It does.
One
was calling Cat, the next Hakeem Olajuwon defensively in the first place. So you put him out there, and that's why that trade was odd to me. I'm like, why would you put him in a position to have to be in space defensively?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand, but what do I know? At least they're not collecting point guards anymore, I guess. You go to Dallas. Dallas, they don't care about defense. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty obvious. The Lakers, this version of the Lakers is a much better defensive team.
Mm-hmm.
They have the potential to be a problem defensively, but the Lakers are, you know, they'd have to somehow match up with them. And right now, mm-hmm. the Lakers would be more than likely would be playing a Denver team. If they were, because they're 9 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you don't worry, you know. So, but I mean, that would be a tricky matchup. I think they're a better defensive. I think they're like, since they got Vanderbilt in them, they're like the number one or number two defensive rated team.
Last time I saw it was like number two. I think that was Friday.
That's yeah. Right. New Orleans, we don't know if half their players are going to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, you know, then you start going down to, you know, well, shoot, you know, we know they won't see San Antonio or Houston, you know, but hey.
Yeah.
My thing is more so that when you look at also some of those teams, they all have guys who can get crazy, ridiculously hot. And then mm-hmm. I don't love the idea of saying, well, we'll just keep outscoring them too. I just, you know, I don't love it, but I know it's who they are. And that's where I'm coming from.
I understand it.
I know, you know, I'm not coming from a place of hate, or I'm saying where I'm coming from is I know they can score. But do you want to go into a series conceding the fact that maybe KD and Book are getting 35 a night each? Or do you want to concede 35, 30 plus to Kawhi and Devin? No, not Devin, PG. You know, do you want to, you know, concede a bunch of points to Luka and Kyrie? And the thing is, yeah, they've won, like they beat Luka and Kyrie in that second, you know, that second game. But it wasn't like they just ran them off. Them guys was getting their shots too. And there're going to be some nights where the shot makers are going to make shots. So that's just me. Like I said, maybe I'm just an old man. Maybe I don't believe in the beam enough. I don't know.
No, you get it. You need to believe in the beam more. That is what does need to happen.
Well, I never got my purple from up there, so I, you know, they haven't tried to influence my opinion of it, but you know, hey, I'm just saying, you know, that's just the way when I look at a team that I think is good, I start looking at things they need to do better. That's why I'm looking at the Kings as a good team, and what do I see you got to do better? I'm not looking at them like, oh, they suck.
The Kings, and I agree with you and a lot of people in this, they can run the gamut of, well, maybe you don't see the ceiling that I see. I think they can get to the finals. I think they could lose in the first round. Like, I think
I agree. I don't see the finals, but I can see them winning two rounds. I can see them, they get a bad matchup in the first round and go out in the first round. And it wouldn't shock me. And to me, it wouldn't make their season any worse. I wouldn't be like, oh, you know, it to me would be a lesson of here's what we got to do going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, yeah, I could say, imagine if they mess around and they get, say, the Warriors in the first round, and for whatever reason, Steph and Clay go nuclear.
I think it is going to be the Warriors. The more I look at this thing, I think it's going to be the Warriors. They might get two. They might get the two seed, and that might change some things up.
I mean, part of me believes they'll get the two just because I don't know how, you know, what Memphis has won three in a row. But, like, tonight they got the Mavs when the Mavs had, like, their three best guys out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how many nights are you going to get a game like that? I mean – you know, and then, you know, they beat the Warriors, but they play the Warriors in Memphis, and the Warriors can't beat, you know, they can't beat Folsom High School on the road right now. So, you know, but they somehow beat Milwaukee.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, but I wouldn't want to deal with Steph in a series.
I don't. I think the Kings are better than the Warriors. I think they're better than the Warriors this year.
I do too.
But I don't want to play Steph Curry.
I think they're better than the Warriors, but do you really want to deal with that? You know, for a seven game, I think they're better than Phoenix. But if Phoenix had everybody back, would you want to deal with that? You know, in a series. A series is different than I played you in February, then I play you again in March. It's different. Mm-hmm. You know, there's different factors. You know, you're not getting them on a second night of a back-to-back, three and four. there's different things that go into it. And that's why I say the playoffs are different. I think David just chimed in and said, you know, that's why it slows down.
Mm-hmm. Now, and here's what I'll say about that. And then we can move on because there was something else I did want to ask you.
Okay.
The Kings are they're not like run and gun 7 seconds or less. Like they score in the half court. So if it's like,
yeah,
yo, the game's slowing down, like that's not a it shouldn't affect what they do on the offensive end. Mm-hmm. In my opinion. But we like you've been saying, we will see.
We'll see, yeah.
We'll see all of this soon enough.
I'm more concerned about their half court defense than their half court offense. Mm-hmm. I don't worry about them scoring for the most part. You know, if they go through some stretches where they don't score, it could be a problem. I don't sit around and go, man, what if they only get 102 points? I don't think that's going to happen to them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you get, like I said, you know, and you got to worry about this too. Depends on who's calling the game. You get a whistle.
Now,
you know,
your boy Mark Davis, get him out of here.
You know the refs treat Sabonis like he's me out there. You know, but maybe Trey will, you know, throw hands again. You never know.